friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Here it comes, everybody. The 1-5 bowl. The hot seat bowl. What do you want to call it?
Staying alive bowl. I'll be an optimist. It's half full.
There you go.
Thank you.
That's optimist Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. It's the 1-5 Miami Dolphins coming to town to take on the 1-5 Cleveland Browns. What more can we say about that one, Andy?
How many guys are going to be around the next week if you lose? How's that sound?
Well, now, is that a question? And that's one of the things I'm wondering here. The Browns are struggling. We know that. It's not been good. We also know that the Miami Dolphins have been an absolute mess, and that's been a disaster for them. And Mike McDaniel is... Tua's talking. Tua comes back out and says, my bad, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah, this isn't
good, blah, blah, blah. These are two franchises that are not in good spaces right now. Is that diplomatically okay?
I think that is a fair assessment of the situation that is going on in said situation.
Fox Sports has a story out. NFL head coach hot seat ranking. One is already down, so who's next? Who's next? Brian Callahan was number one on their list. Who's number one now? Mike McDaniel, Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
He was number two until Callahan got fired. Who's number two on the list?
Aaron Glenn or somebody we might know?
Moving up from number five with a bullet. Number two is Kevin Stefanski.
Oy.
There's the possibility that whichever team loses this game this week loses its head coach. Do you think that's fair? Do you think that's legit?
Storyline. I don't necessarily believe that that's 100% true for Kevin Stefanski. I just don't believe it. Guys, tell me. I mean, we listen to Kevin all the time. Does he just sound a little bit? I don't know if it's frustrated or if it's just a little bit off or a little bit. You know, and then you get Mike Tomlin saying what he said last week. So now is his coach defending coach? In a normal NFL situation, which is abnormal to begin with, if you're in Kevin Stefanski, the seat is on fire. Your pants are on fire. I just don't know if that's necessarily the situation here in Cleveland.
Here's what Fox says about Kevin's situation. Says he has the cover of having a young quarterback and maybe two to develop the rest of the season. If he does that, it could save his job. First of all, you buy that?
Not if he was all in on Gabriel and said, this kid is the answer. And he was willing to put, although if this kid was the answer, they would have drafted him in the first round. So if he, you know, it's one of those situations where you have a great meeting of the minds, group thought or whatever you want to call it, and they all get together in a room and someone says, well, are you willing to put your job on the line for this guy if we're going to draft him? I don't know if that's exactly what he did for Gabriel, but I kind of feel that way a little bit, or that he trusts Gabriel in this situation. I mean, after all, Joe was still on the roster when they made the decision to switch. I don't know that Kevin was prepared for the fact that Joe wasn't going to be on the roster at all the next week. But someone had to make the switch, and at the end of the day, that has to come down to the head coach.
Then it continues. So it said if he can develop the quarterback, it could save his job. Only problem is his team is terrible, and his quarterback currently, Dylan Gabriel, has no support. I agree with that completely. I don't think much of the talent on the offense. Now here's where this gets interesting to me, Andy. You tell me.
Okay.
Says, making matters worse, GM Andrew Berry seems poised to sell off the Browns' remaining attractive assets, whether Stefanski wants to clean house or not.
And that's dysfunction, if that's true.
Is that dysfunction, or is that actually trying to move things forward?
Well, if you're of one mind, you've got one mind going to the right and one going to the left.
Yeah, well, here, to follow that up.
This is lobotomy.
Fox continues, oh, and Barry is probably on a pretty hot seat, too, due to the 41-49 record the GM and coach share in five-plus seasons, plus a lot of questionable quarterback-related moves. Hard to argue with that. But then again, the whole, we all know the premise, who's behind all those quarterback moves. We know that, so we don't even touch it here. But the last line here, this is what I want, this is what I want to pick your brain on.
Okay.
And this is from Fox, Kevin Stefanski, number two on the coaching hot seat. The best way for Andrew Berry to save his own job might be to throw his coach under the bus. We've always thought this is a package deal. Do you still think it's a package deal?
I did up until 2 weeks ago. I did up until the Flacco trade. I absolutely thought it was a package deal.
What made you think the Flacco trade was not part of the package deal?
Because I just don't think, and again, this is all hunch. This is all, you know, gut feeling. There's no analytics behind this. I just kind of feel like if you're a head coach and you're in this situation, you better have a lot of job security if you're going to get rid of two veteran quarterbacks in favor of two rookie quarterbacks.
By week five.
Yeah. And so, like, I can't. If I'm Kevin, I want somebody I know I can trust that has experience. And he might trust Gabriel. Hey, you know what? He could maybe even trust Sanders. I don't know if that's a fact, but.
We don't know because he's not up yet.
Yeah. And so, I mean, he might, but there's nothing more reassuring than knowing you have a veteran that can execute the.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
The plays that you want to be called. I thought it was interesting. You know, you looked at the Fox article. I saw the CBS article on this. And CBS's last line is, the Browns team is a quarterback away from being competitive, but will Stefanski be around long enough to get that chance? Now, that's within the story. And then the final line is, if the Browns move on, Stefanski will get another head coaching job somewhere. This mess isn't on him. That's CBS.
And CBS, is it a hot seat ranking?
Jeff Kerr wrote this, three days ago.
See, there's the catch here.
It's a hot seat ranking. Yeah.
It is. Yeah. And Kevin's number what?
Three. He's number three on that list. McDaniels was one. Aaron Glenn was two. That's why I brought him up.
See, this is, and I'm real curious. Do you think that the coach that loses this game loses his job? I think it's a possibility. I really do.
You could have that scenario two out of the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's true.
And the guy in the middle was a guy that was in the building last year. Whether you thought he was ever going to coach here or not is irrelevant. And in fact, I thought it was pretty ambitious of Kevin to be so cool with Mike Vrabel being in the building last year that I respect Kevin for that. I know there's a lot of people that are on edge. They don't like what Kevin's doing, but I respect the fact that he was okay with his own shadow last year, that he could have a guy like Mike Vrabel in the building and still feel like he could coach to his fullest extent. Use him as a resource.
I would agree with you on that.
It's not an easy choice. I'm sure if I was, I'd be like, I don't know, because there are a lot of paranoid coaches in the NFL.
No.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that or not.
You think so?
No, but Kevin's comfortable in his own skin. Although I will say this, comfortable is a word I wouldn't use to describe him the last 2 weeks. And, you know, you look at inefficiencies in wide receiver play, inconsistency on the offensive line, maybe perhaps his own play calling that he was second-guessing afterwards. You know, all of those things can lead to shaky leadership. And in the NFL, you have to have an iron constitution, so you got to keep going.
One thing I do think here, Andy, take a look at our team. We've got to see some better things this week.
We've got to see better offense. Well, can we have one game where the special teams just is like a referee, just part of the woodwork?
Yeah,
they do exactly what they're supposed to do and then get out of there.
The level of competition this week is a step down from what we've seen in the first 6 weeks. And you could make the argument they should have, could have, would have won a game or two. Fine. You could make the argument they shouldn't have won Green Bay. Fine. I personally think they should probably be 2-4 right now. And the games they should have won were Cincinnati and Minnesota, and I still don't think they should have won the Green Bay game. Good for them. I'm glad they did. But I just think it's time to start. And Dylan Gabriel, okay, still a rookie quarterback and all that stuff. It's time for the offense to look better. And that's not on Dylan. That's on the coaching staff. That's on the front office. It's on everybody. These are the players that the front office gave the coaching staff to work with. So it needs to look better. And if it doesn't look better, it's not just on the coaching staff. It's not just on the head coach. It's on the front office too. And it's time for this thing to start to look better. You know, you see you have a running game. You see you have an offensive line. They can run block. All right, so play to your strength, right? You gave Jerry Jeudy a lot of money to play. Okay, well, let's see him hang on to the football. Let's see you scheme him open and get him the ball where he can do something with it. And then let's see him hold up his end of the deal and make some plays. Let's see somebody else at wide receiver step up, because you didn't think you needed anybody else at wide receiver. You thought this group was good to go. Fine. Well, let's see it. It's time to see some of this stuff. And if you don't see it against a 1-5 team, Andy, when are you going to see it?
I don't know. Well, you're not, and that's why I think your original premise is, do we have a coach playing for his job this week, is a legitimate question.
And I think you'd make the argument you have a front office playing for their jobs, too.
This week?
It's tough to make that move in the season, you know, who you're going to bring in and all that stuff. But, Andy, this is, you know, you started poorly last year. You finished poorly last year. You're starting poorly now. I mean, that's a year and a half. Yeah, we know the Deshaun Watson thing didn't work. Fine, move past it. It's up to you guys to figure it out.
Here's what makes me think that the front office is okay and that Kevin's okay. Normally, in these kind of situations where you're looking at the, you know, one-win team at this point in the season, you hear rumblings from someone national that ownership has reached out somewhere, somehow, that there are phone calls being made behind. Have you read anything like that?
No,
I haven't heard anything like
that.
And by the way, they've done a pretty good job over the last couple of years of tightening up the information that comes out of Berea.
In Tennessee, Callahan lost his play calling duties as head coach. He said he gave them up. The reports are now that ownership told him to give it up.
Right.
We haven't seen stuff like that. You're right.
You're not hearing any of that, which makes me think, guys, I mean, you could be, this thing could run all the way to 1-16 and then reassess at the end of the season. I'm just saying, because we're not hearing stories like that. You normally would hear, hey, there's some inner workings here, something's not right, and you can catch every once in a while what someone says. By the way, where is Andrew Berry? Like, why have we not heard from him? He's made a bunch of trades. Any other team in town, if they make a trade, general manager steps out and talks about the trade. I'm a little confused on that.
According to Fox Sports, it's number one against number two. It's the hot seat poll, which, of course, in some really expensive homes, a hot seat bowl might not be a bad thing.
Oh, especially where it's cold.
Exactly. Yeah. So that might be a good thing. In this case, I don't think it is.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.